I love porn.
I do. I love porn. Yeah.
So love it. Pretty much the dirtier the better too. I like really nasty shit.
Do they have porn on Reddit?
I don't think so. I mean, I haven't done that much experimenting with it. I just look through the feed.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you want me to get you on Twitter and you can see porn all the time?
No.
Okay.
No, I've been on Twitter. I try to follow Bryce Harper, and I can't. I cannot follow Twitter. I'm like, what? All these @s, and there's the circle with the A. There's all these @, and they say different names. I'm like, does that mean it's a different person, or is this the same one?
I don't
so fucking confused.
Know anything about Twitter at all. No. I actually just made a fool out of myself today on Twitter.
Again?
Yeah. Oh.
You said again. Well, I mean, I feel like you told me a story a while back about how you just misunderstood someone and you like got into a fight with them.
Yeah.
A little bit. So tell me about this time.
So this time somebody said something about subtweeting. It said stop subtweeting me. And I saw it and I was like, I don't even know what that means. Yeah. So I said that because I'm like, well, I don't really know how Twitter works.
That's probably what subtweeting is. What you just did. Maybe. I don't know. What was their response? What did they say?
You just put a bunch of laughing faces.
Oh, you're kidding. Okay. I think they appreciated your honesty.
Whatever.
Yeah. You're seeing shooters.
I need more beer. Okay.
All right.
So,
it's right there.
Thanks for dropping in, whoever you are, that I'm in your earbuds right now.
Yeah.
I'm in your earbuds. I'm touching my titties.
Me too.
I'm in your ears. Touching my titties.
Touching my titties. Touching my titties. Touching my clam bake.
Now that I have your attention.
Bake. Touching my clam bake. All right.
Touching my Gwyneth Paltrow candle.
Oh my God, dude. I heard about that. She is nasty. Her cooch probably stinks so bad. She's a nasty hippie bitch, and I mean I love it, but don't be so fancy with like your expensive things if you're just a dirty hippie bitch. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's just be like, okay, my vagina smells like dirty fucking fish mud pussy. What? Don't get rid of that. I don't know what I'm talking about.
She's a millionaire. Her fucking vagina probably smells fine. She probably like bathes in like $1,000 bubble bath.
Yeah, but isn't like Goop all about being all natural, and she likes all these weird sex toys and shit? It's like, I think it's probably fucking nasty. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything about her, to be honest.
I think she's into weird fucking shit, and it's all overpriced. There's like Benoit balls for $20,000. It's like, come on.
She's selling other things than just a candle?
Gwyneth? I think she sells a bunch of shit, yeah.
I have no idea. I just remember her from like Shallow Hal, and that's it.
Dude, that's a great movie. Every time it's on, I watch it. It's such a stupid fucking movie.
Like, you're shallow as fuck, so. Yeah,
I know. Why didn't they actually get a big girl to play her too, instead of just putting like a 300-pound fat suit on her? I don't understand.
That's so true.
Yeah, why don't you get like
a fucking plus, Rebel Wilson up in there? Oh, she's probably like 10.
She was young then, yeah. Duh. Did we get too stoned before we're even doing this?
What's my problem today? What the fuck is
my
problem?
I don't know.
We're just going to pretend. Okay, let me open this bottle. Is that a dildo? That's my dildo.
It's
okay.
Your light, you fuck.
Why do you multi-purposed. I'm just kidding.
Oh, is that? I don't dare sniff it.
Does it smell like Gwyneth Paltrow candle?
It smells like Gwyneth's puss. I don't know what it smells like. I don't know what Gwyneth's puss smells like, but I'm having a really hard time talking today anyway.
Good thing we are iPodders.
Good thing I've been a serious iPodder now for a whole year. You know.
So many people wished us happy anniversary.
They did?
Yeah.
That's so cute. By the way, you fucking asshole, thanks for putting that ridiculous video of me dancing. Jim showed that to me like 2 days ago. I'm like, no. Oh my God.
Somebody said that they want a party at that bar. Mm. So, all right. We are the hosts of this fucking show you're listening to called Bad Bitches.
Yeah.
Aren't you going to do your thing?
With a Z. Bitches with a Z.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So anyways, what we do here every week is read to you a story from history about a bad bitch. Sometimes bad means good.
A lot of times it does, yeah. Like, we're bad bitches. Maybe. But in the best possible way. What? Maybe shit.
I'm like, I'm such a bad bitch, I fucking tip like 35% most of the time.
That's boom. Where I'm at. Right? Mic drop that shit. Gosh darn it, you mic drop that. I know, that's kind of where I'm at too, because bad, I'm not actually bad at anything. Well, I mean, I'm bad at like wiping things. I'm bad at most of the things I've ever tried. I don't mean like my butthole. I mean like a wall. I'm bad at like wiping walls.
We have to wipe a lot of walls at work.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that's where I'm coming from when I say I'm bad at wiping things. But like.
I'm glad after this entire year, you finally got to clarify that.
I cleared that right up. I know. There's so many questions coming in about that. Yeah, right. Or none. But I'm just, like, I'm... Well, why am I bad? Maybe I'm not.
Whatever, this isn't about you anyways.
It's not.
Is about...
That fucking pussy.
Enters the king.
Oh, my God. That was...
Oh, my gosh.
The best timing ever.
Like, he just, like, plowed through my legs.
That's the best timing ever. Just get me in there. He wants to see Mama.
Boy, what are you doing?
He wants to sniff my thing. Not like my puss.
Are you like okay? What is your
what
problem?
What is he doing? He's running into everything. Cats are supposed to be like stealth and shit.
He just like bucked his face off of the table. Hi. Are you okay?
Maybe
why
he's
are you rubbing? Are why you is he kidding rubbing me on right shit? Now? I don't know.
He wants attention.
He's like, I'm literally coming in here to fuck all your wires up. Thank you. But don't touch me. Please don't touch me.
I know. I couldn't touch him either. He's like, actually, I don't like it. It's fine.
Anyways, this is not about my cat either. Even though he thinks it is all the time.
That would be amazing. That timing. I can't get over it. This is about... It's about pussy.
This is about pussy. There's gonna be a lot of pussy. Oh, you know this.
That's why
girl.
I kept pointing to it. Is I'm like, I feel like I read who it was about 30 seconds before we started. She had her little pad of paper. She left it in here. And I thought, I know that bitch.
I can't even leave you unattended.
That's all I did. I didn't read anything about it. I just looked at the name.
So today, you're going to learn all about Linda Lovelace.
Ow, ow, ow.
Right, but you're going to hear my version of it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure it'll be even better.
Yes. And Linda Lovelace is brought to you by my very good friend, Michael. He has been a longtime fan ever since, whole year. He's been a fan for a whole year.
Long time.
And he asked me a very long time ago, last season actually, if I would do this woman for an episode.
Mm-hmm.
So here you go, Michael. And if you want to follow Michael, he goes to movies and then he rates them because he's a total movie person. He's like a movie buff or whatever.
Is that Chicago Michael?
Who the fuck is Chicago Michael?
The dude you guys stayed with when you went there.
Oh.
Nope. I'm guessing it's not.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. This Michael is from Waupaca. Maybe you've met him. I don't know. Mm-mm. I've hung out with him a lot. We're very close, actually.
I don't think I know him.
He is on Twitter at MikeOnFilmWI.
Love it.
Mike on film. But he's not on film like Linda Lovelace.
No, that's a different kind of, that's a different film.
Definitely different films that they're on.
Yeah.
So Linda was, well, most people probably have heard of her because a lot of people that are going to be listening to this definitely watch porn.
Oh my God, right?
At least I hope.
I know we do. Anyway.
So Linda Lovelace was a famous porn star, and that's who we be talking about today.
Ow, ow.
For the rest of the night. And you watched the movie.
Lovelace. I think it was just what it was called.
Loveless.
I think there probably are a couple different movies, but it was on Amazon like 6 months back, and I turned it on, and I thought, well, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
You like porn, so you're I like porn. Let's watch it. Did you know of her before the movie?
I did. Okay. I did. Just from, I think she was a big porn star in the 70s, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, I feel like if you like porn, you will have heard of her. Basically what you said before. Yeah. And I do, so.
I, like, confused Ada Lovelace and Linda Lovelace. So I just was like, ew, Linda, she probably is like a fucking rocket scientist or something.
No,
boring.
No.
That's not boring. I'm totally kidding. Holy shit, what a fucking asshole. But in my personal life, yeah, porn is more interesting to me than rocket science.
Definitely.
So
100%. Are you kidding?
Whatever.
That's like a thing. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So she was born on January 10th, 1914. Oop.
Nope. Nope. Long time ago. Long time.
1949. Why?
I don't know. Well.
Okay. 1949 in the Bronx.
Bronx.
New York.
Yeah.
And she died on April 22nd, 2002 in Denver, Colorado.
Wait, don't you tell me the age. Was she like 53?
She was 53. Oh my God, bitch. That's all you. You good.
Thank you. I feel like it helps too if I can look at the numbers when we're, you know what I mean? So I have a mental image and I looked over again. I'm going to stop doing that.
Oh, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
You do you, baby.
I don't want to. I feel bad. I don't want to do it. I don't want to stop. I don't want to.
So Linda was born Linda Susan Borman.
Oh, no. That's not at all the same. I didn't know that. Okay.
That's a boring as fuck name.
Yeah. Linda Boring.
Her parents were John and Dorothy Borman.
Also boring. Jesus, John and Linda. Wait, John and Dorothy. Get some real names, people. Like Jenny. Are you kidding? The name's so unusual.
Her father was a cop and her mom was a cunt asshole who didn't know how to love her.
Is that real?
Yes.
Her dad was a cop and her mom was a cunt.
Yeah.
That is cute.
That's what
Come
I think.
On, that rolled off the tongue real nice that you just did that. I thought it was a yoke.
She was a waitress.
Oh, yeah.
And she was really abusive. She was mean. She was not a nice mom to Linda Borington.
Linda Borington. Yeah, I know. I almost went there, too.
Linda attended Catholic school.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is just turning out to be a fucking disaster for Linda.
Disaster. It really is. Whatever the fuck that is, it sounds rough. Linda Borington. Sorry, bitch.
Did I say disaster wrong?
You said disaster. I think you said it strangely. And if you didn't, I'm really sorry. But no. I think something like that happened. Yeah.
No, my teeth felt weird when I said it.
Well, that's a dead giveaway that something's not right then. My teeth felt
weird.
They
weren't in the right place. Look how far we are.
I know we are.
God damn.
Right this. Okay, keep going. You roll. You roll right. Good. You roll it
okay.
Good.
Okay. So because Linda Borington was so boring at her Catholic school, she had the nickname Miss Holy Holy.
She didn't.
Because
oh my God.
She wouldn't let a boy within arm's reach of her at any time, even her boyfriends.
Wow. We'll talk about doing a 180 or a 360 or a 450. I mean, any or 1,000. Any way you can turn different. She sure did later on in life, didn't she?
Let's say yeah, since I already spoiled the whole her being a porno star.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like 99% of people should know that. Anyone listening to us already knows that, right?
Probably, yeah. Wasn't I had never like, actually heard of her,
come
if
on.
I'm being totally honest.
Yo, what the fuck's wrong with you?
I don't know. I could never afford good porn, I guess.
Well, I've never seen one of her movies. If that makes me even as, I mean, that's probably worse even. I've never seen any of her shit, but I've certainly heard of her quite often.
All right.
Wasn't she like the queen of blowjobs? Like gave the best blowjobs on the planet? That's how she got into it, right?
I wish I would have known that, but
okay.
No, that's probably what people that just like only knew of her porn might have thought, I guess.
Oh, all right.
Because the porno that made her famous is called Deep Throat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Deep Throat.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Deep Throat.
Mm-hmm.
I love talking about sex.
It's like my favorite.
And so many people get so uncomfortable.
Why? What's like, the point? It's so fucking natural.
Yeah. Everybody fucks. You wouldn't even be here. You wouldn't even be here if people didn't fuck.
I know. Everyone takes wicked, disgusting dumps, too. You know, like, let's talk about poops. Why not? It's fun.
So, yeah. When she was 16, her dad retired from the police force and they moved to Florida.
Florida. By Delvin. Hey, Besh. What up, Delvin Cox?
Yeah, what up, Delvin? Let's get back to our story.
Linda Borington. Sorry. No, what's her actual name? Sorry. Give me her real name one more time.
Well, her porno name is Linda Lovelace.
Right.
Her real name is Linda...
Borman. Yep. Linda Borington. So Linda Borington is correct, basically. It sounds better. Okay, Linda.
Yeah.
I love a Linda. I haven't said that in a while.
No.
I love a Linda.
One of our fans actually messaged me and said that. Mm-mm. I just can't stop saying, I love a Linda.
Very real.
Yes.
That's great. Well, I mean, everyone loves a Linda, don't they?
We have a lot of Linda listeners.
Ayo, Linda. Linda. Triple L.
Shake your titties, Linda. Shake them.
Yeah. In my face. Up my ass. In my peesh. What's a peesh? That's a penis. I don't have one. Hey, maybe I should stop sucking on this bitch.
Is that what's going on? Yeah. So I'm like, what's your fucking problem? Okay. We have a lot to do. So I'm going to rattle some fucking shit off before we go into
Okay.
Okay. So she somehow shakes this holy nickname and decides to catch a dick for show.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
She's like, I'm going to be more of a Karen than a Linda right now, and I'm going to take that cock in my mouth.
Karen with a C or a K? Karen's always with a K, isn't it?
It's Karen. I've never seen Karen with a C.
Okay.
But she got fucking knocked up. Sperm meets eggs.
Oh my God. Did she get knocked her first time?
I don't know.
Bullshit if she did. Sorry, Linda. That's fucking bum whore.
That baby, she's like adoption. So.
Yells.
So, she moves to New York because she's like, I'm gonna fucking type on the computer and shit. And she goes to like computer schools.
Yeah.
And she gets into a car accident.
Oh no, Linda.
And this is like in the like late 60s.
Okay.
70. 1970-ish.
Whatever. Probably gave her like Quaaludes or something for pain.
She actually needed a blood transfusion.
Mm-mm. Okay. And I have an idea about what happens here.
That's right. Is that why you're slapping the shit out of me?
Okay, yeah. Thanks. I was really excited because I figured, I'm like, I know this.
I don't care. Your slaps don't hurt. It's funny.
Well, I didn't try.
Anyways, she gets hepatitis C through the blood transfusion.
Oh.
That's awful, dude.
Yeah, that's a real bad deal. I thought I had hep C at one point. Mm-hmm. I don't.
No.
All clear. But when you're that age, she's got to be young, right? Like 18?
Yeah, she's like 18.
Okay. She's mm-hmm. young and it's in the 60s and shit, so you're like, oh, I'm fucked. Yep. I'm fucked here. Yeah.
Unfortunately, the hepatitis C and the car accident forced her to move back home. And she was basically dependent on her cunt fucking bitch face mother.
Oh, no.
Yep. Okay. So she meets a guy named Chucky Trainer.
Chucky.
It's Chuck Trainer, but Chuck. I think he's a fucking piece of garbage. Mm. So he's a Chucky.
Fuck you. Yeah, fuck you, Chucky. It just makes me think of Chucky.
He looked like Charles Manson.
Oh, my God. He's a little tiny peanut man.
Well, I think he's a lot bigger, but he had, like, the full, like, hairy, creepy, unibrow, like, murdery. He looked very murdery.
He looked, like, rapey, too. I could get on board with that, though, actually. I'm in.
Yeah, he looks murdery and rapey. But in the 70s, like, what it looked like in the 70s.
What, it's okay, then, mm-hmm. a little. All right, but he's hot.
Yes.
Okay.
So he's hot for the 70s.
Right.
So.
Okay.
After she met Chuck, he forced her to move to New York. And I say forced because a lot of these are going to be her words. She actually wrote an autobiography.
An armoire? Wait. Sure. That's not.
Nope. I feel like that. You put jackets in that.
That's like in your bedroom. What the fuck?
So they're in New York. Cool.
Okay. How did he get her there, though?
Well, he used to threaten her a lot. Mm. And harm her.
Poor Linda.
Yeah. And he was actually a pimp himself.
Oh, my God.
So he was pretty used to probably manhandling chicks and stuff.
You know it. I don't think I knew he was a pimp daddy, though.
Yep. Up in New York. And he really wanted her to come up there and work for him.
I bet he did. Mm-hmm.
I just realized that, like, I did this way wrong.
Mm-mm.
Well, the sources that I got the stuff from.
Wait. What, your sources are different? Do you want to just...
I talk about them getting married, and then I jump back into their marriage later on, but whatever. We're just going to go with it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. You could talk about it later.
I had to write this story in my car mostly today while I was, like, driving my grandma all over the place.
I know. I'm really sorry.
But she went to the doctor, so I just worked on it in the waiting room, and then she wanted to go to the library, and I just, like, worked on it at the library.
Sorry. My butthole is tearing.
No, it's not. Are you okay?
Yeah. Or it's from my sitting on concrete. Okay, sorry. Yes, it's a great idea.
They get married. Blah, blah, blah. He's just a goddamn piece of shit. He forces her into porn as well. Mm. He used to put a gun to her head and, like, threatened to end her life if she didn't do what he would say. Or if she ever left him, he would murder her.
That's not very nice.
And they got married because him and his lawyer intimidated her, basically, into marrying him.
Mm-mm. Poor thing. Nice one, by the way. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Even better. Are you cold?
I mean, just a tiny bit. I have this blanket because it makes me feel secure.
I don't know why that's not the answer I expected from you.
I'm drunk.
Oh, me too.
Oh, my God. So, he went into the porn industry. And So he's like, I'm done with the pimping shit. Want to move on up into the porn industry. Big fucking jerk ass asshole that he is. It probably wasn't that hard.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so he wanted Linda to perform for him, you know. Cool, whatever.
Come on, Linda.
And years after all this stuff happens, she does take a polygraph test that basically said that she was telling the truth about all the abuse she sustained in the wedding. Or in the wedding?
Well, in the wedding, too. I mean, probably every day.
Yes.
Okay.
So, a little Chucky. Used to brag to all his friends and everybody about how he made Linda Loveless, and about when he first met Linda, what a fucking Borington she was, and how she wouldn't even let him see her naked, and she didn't even know what a blowjob was.
Oh, wow. So she really did excel a lot with Chucky. I mean, she did. I hate to give it to him, but wow.
I think Chucky found himself a nice little abused little Catholic girl
that, okay,
you know, nobody gave a fuck about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was like a teenager, pretty much.
Okay, so he didn't make her. He just found... whatever.
I think he took her. Yeah. Pretty much, like, kidnapped her. held a gun to her head all the time. Made her fucking mm-hmm. do stuff. That's just, like... That's what I thought
mm-hmm.
when she... states that he put a gun to her head and was like, you're gonna fuck this guy for money.
Disgust.
Or I'm gonna blow your fucking brains out, and then I'll go find your family and blow their fucking brains out too.
You know, you'd do a pretty good job too if that was on the stake. You know?
Yeah.
You'd do whatever you needed to do. I get it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't know why. I guess I kind of forgot that part.
So I think she's just like, all right, I'll put this dick in my ass.
Yeah.
It's gonna work out. We'll be fine.
Oh.
I don't want my family to die.
Yeah.
The first film that she had done with him was a silent 8mm peep show film.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
Nope.
But.
Nope. I don't either, but I'm into
old
it.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So, it was a bestiality
oh, no.
film.
Nope. Well, you had trouble with that word, and I had trouble hearing it. Not the way you said it, but just bestiality?
It was a bestiality film.
No.
Called Dog-O-Rama.
She fucked a dog.
Also known today as Dog Fucker.
She fucked a dog.
I don't know. It didn't really specify.
Oh my God.
And a lot of people don't really believe a fucking word that comes out of... Came. She's dead. Came out of her mouth because she covered up this film and lied and said it never happened and it didn't exist. And then somebody found it. And baby girl.
It happened.
Yeah, you did that.
Maybe she like blocked it out because it was so awful.
That's
terrible.
That's what I thought too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't. I have to go on in my order or okay. Things will get fucked up. But later on, we will touch upon how psychologists feel about her and if she's being truthful or not.
Okay.
What is wrong with me?
You're fucked up, girl.
Okay. So, in 1971, she starred in a movie called Piss Orgy.
Well, that's like on my playlist.
She was in the main scene.
Not on my playlist. It's on my DVR at home. No, she was. Oh, so that was like a big movie for her?
Mm-hmm.
Good girl. Good girl.
Piss Orgy, just in case you didn't hear it the first time.
I'm going to look that shit up.
Now it's 1972, and she stars in a film called Deep Throat.
Yeah.
There we are.
There it is. Yep. There it is.
I give that much better rating than Piss Orgy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, this movie blew the fuck up.
Yeah.
And people really actually, like, took it in and... embraced it.
They responded well to it. I think she like won an award for it or something too, didn't she?
Oh my God, I'm supposed to be teaching you and I don't even know that.
Oh no, it's all right. I'm just still thinking back to the movie I saw and I'm trying to remember if it's the correct one I'm thinking of. So, no, there was like a lot of acting in it though, right?
Acting in it? There's a lot of deep throating in it.
In porn though, it's not normally like acting. It's
you know
just
what?
A sex, 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 sex.
It was also released as a rated R film.
Oh.
It was rated X and rated R.
Oh, okay.
So there was
so
two versions.
There was like a narrative to it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The New York Times actually wrote an article about it too. Like a review on it. And the Pussycat Theater played it daily.
No.
For like a decade.
You're kidding.
No, she was like legitimately famous. Like,
yikes, I'd say.
Everybody saw that cock work she had going on.
Good girl.
Work it.
That's very impressive, Linda.
So, she went from, you know, fucking dogs to being probably the most famous porn star in all the land.
Which is crazy, man. Go, Linda.
Deep Throat made $600 million. And she got like $1,200, she revealed later on.
Oh no. That's disgusting.
It was from fucking Diarrhea Fart Chuck.
Yeah. Diarrhea Fart. That's great.
Rusty Nail Chuck.
Mm. Why do I know Rusty Nail?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just coming up with awful names for him.
Well, I feel like
it's the worst possible things. Like fucking cesspool fucking...
Condom Chuck.
Ugh. Cesspool condom Chuck. I like it.
You started it.
Moldy tampon Chuck.
Oh, Jesus. Tuna tampon. Nope. Mm-mm. I'm just trying to get this up. Okay.
So,
it's a fucking bench. I did it.
They do try and make a Deep Throat too.
Mm-mm.
Like a few years later, and it's like nobody wants that bullshit.
Do we?
It's kind of like Charlie's Angels reboot. Nobody wants that shit.
No. Like Kristen Stewart and shit.
Nobody
call
asked
me.
For it. Nobody wants it. Did you just say Kristen Stewart, call me?
I did.
Because on podcast of the Round Table, Heather revealed that she finger-banged herself to Kristen Stewart in the theater.
No. See, I haven't gone that far with her yet. Okay. But that's interesting. Go have.
I mean, that's Heather from Zero Fucks Given.
I love it. I feel like we should hang out for
She's
sure.
She's like so awesome.
Well, that's cool. No, Kristen Stewart, though, I have a strange attraction to her.
No, I'm all right without that. And I'm okay.
Okay.
Nobody gave a fucking shit about Deep Throat 2, clearly. It was in, like, 1974-ish or something. So...
Never
she
heard of it.
Leaves her Charles Manson wannabe bro dude for a different guy who's a like porn producer or some shit.
Oh man.
Jumps right on his dick. Jumps right on it.
Right on it. Right on it.
Dave Winters, the name of the dick.
Dave Winters. I feel like Timothy Oliphant should play him or possibly did. I just want to say
that. I don't know who that is.
Oh, you do. He's been in everything. You keep reading. I'll show you a picture.
So, he created a movie called Linda Lovelace for President.
Ooh.
And I need to see this movie. So, she goes around the country campaigning to become president in a dick-shaped bus tour around America.
She does not. Yes. Linda's the best. This is him.
Oh, the guy from Santa Clarita Diet that I always think is Fergie's husband.
Josh Duhamel. Yeah.
I almost said Dane Cook.
Nope. Okay. Oh my God, I get that. No. I get it. Yeah.
All white guys look the same to me.
It sounds like it.
She did that. And... she didn't get anywhere the fame that she had gotten from Deep Throat for her fucking dick-shaped tour around America. So.
You're kidding. Well, people Sorry, didn't... girl. I mean, people just liked your skills. They didn't really want to meet her, right? Like, what...
I think that might have been it.
What is... because anyone famous is cool to meet, I would think. I would think people would want to.
Yeah.
But I... so, I feel
Maybe
bad.
Not at this time, because at this time, they're like, porn... ew.
Yeah.
You're the devil.
You're a devil worshiper child. Yeah, you're probably right. Okay.
So it probably wasn't until later when everybody's like, let's fucking jerk each other off.
Let's jerk some dicks.
In the Speaking 90s of. And shit.
Here, I'm going to give you a dick to jerk.
Thank you.
A dick to jerk. I get the big one.
You can't handle the big one.
Oh, you can't handle the big one either.
Seriously?
Or did you? No, I Maybe can't. I smell should it. Put it down. Nope.
Does it smell like Gwyneth Paltrow candle?
It smells like plastic, so yeah. Okay. I don't know what Gwen's fucking candle smells like. Gwen. Oh, Gwyneth.
Okay, so here we go.
Sorry, I'm jerking Greg's dick. Okay.
She's... oh.
Thank you, Greg.
You haven't jerked Greg's dick in so long.
You hear that, Greg? That's the sound of passionate jerking. Okay.
Anyways, get this dick away from me.
Okay.
So, blah, 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 blah.
I'm sorry. I think you were way down here, though. Unless you just flipped the page again.
No. Okay. I am at the top of the page.
Shut it.
And.
Okay.
So, in the 70s, I'm like way all over the place, so I'm really sorry. Like, I had a scatterbrain trying to throw this together because
I don't care.
Your life is fucked up right now.
Yeah, it sucks a little.
So.
No, it's fine. I feel bad that you had to do that so fast. Like, it's my fault. You had to throw something together like you did.
It's okay. So, she at some point in time does replace fucking on camera for, like, weed and painkillers.
Oh, no.
Which I'm like, hey, that's cool.
I mean, it is, but I feel like when you have Hep C, which don't forget she does have that, that's not so good.
I did forget. Oh my God.
She totally has that shit, which is probably what speeded up her death at 50 fucking 3 years old, if you're just tuning in.
You're wrong.
I am? Okay.
That's not how she dies. She dies in a car accident.
Well, I'm wrong a lot, so I don't feel shocked by that, but that would do it. Like, if you have Hep C, I don't think you're supposed to fuck around with shit like that either.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it does. It does affect her.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it, bish.
Okay, so... here's where I'm all over the place again. So, she wrote a couple of pro-porn autobiographies. There was Inside Linda Lovelace.
That's an amazing name.
And The Intimate Diary of Linda Lovelace. And then in 1976, she was supposed to star in this porno... because she had signed a contract. to do it. But she was, like, supposed to be out of porn at this time.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't just go signing contracts and then not
follow through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, laws, so.
There's totally laws for that fucking bullshit.
So she went to play in this movie called Forever Emmanuel.
Oh, that doesn't sound like it did well. I do like the name. I mean, I like it, but.
The producer of the film stated that he thought she was very much on drugs.
Oh, she was, dude.
At the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Linda had also taken Jesus Christ into her heart as her Lord and Savior.
In her vagina. She took in that Jesus fella. Oh, no, I'm sorry. But
she was like a born-again Christian.
Okay.
And,
get it, girl.
She even refused to be in the movie if there was a statue that had titties exposed.
Jeez.
She's like, I want that fucking shit the fuck out of here.
Your impression of Linda's amazing. So, did they not have any sex in the movie then? Or how do you have sex in a movie but with no pictures of titties in it?
I don't.
You know?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't have enough time today to really look into, like, what the fuck the movie was. Forever Emmanuel.
I'm gonna check that out.
That doesn't sound like a porno. Yeah, look it up once and see.
I mean, not now. Or do you want me to do it now?
Do it now. Be okay. My ginger, because she's not here.
No. Okay. I know, but it's hard for me to multitask. Will you just keep reading? I'll do it.
Yeah. So, she divorces Chuck. Trailer. Or, trainer. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, because he was, like, a total dickhead, beating on her and stuff. She actually said that in Deep Throat. You can see, like, scars on her legs from...
You're kidding.
...his abuse and,
Jesus.
And what he had done to her. Yeah.
Hey, wait. How do you spell Emmanuel? Oh. Okay.
You're the Jesus person. You don't know Emmanuel?
No. I mean, I've heard the name, but I don't know how to spell it, bitch. Are you kidding? Forever Emmanuel. Nope. He doesn't want to show me it. It won't give me any information about it. It's like, what are you?
I guess it didn't do well.
I don't think so. I don't think it did. Tell me what you're about, though, forever.
So, this was like 1996. Mm-mm. I mean, 1976. Jesus.
Did you hear me? I'm like, no. What? That number's not wrong. That's not right.
Thank God you're here to hold the fort down today.
You wouldn't. I know. Goddamn right. See, you're right. Are you kidding me? I'm making this so much worse.
Ah, thank Jesus Christ for you.
Yeah, Jesus H. Batch. Jesus Hector.
She had stated in her divorce to Chucky that he was abusive and he was controlling. And he actually would rape her and hold an M16 to her head and make her do obscene sex acts with other people.
That's more than disgusting.
Yes. The first time that she had ever prostituted for him, he had, you know, hinted at wanting her to do that. And she said no. And he put a gun to her head and he said, you will work for me.
Mm.
And then she did. And he made her have a gangbang where five dudes fucked her in her asshole. She'd never had anal sex ever in her life. And she said that they just, like, literally, like, tossed her around like she wasn't even a person. Like, everybody was just, like, shoving their dicks at her, like all different ways and like in all of her like holes and everything, like five dudes were just like ramming their dicks on her.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Oh no.
And then somebody would just like grab her and like pull her away and just like start like banging her in her. It's disgusting. It's weird.
If you've never had anal sex and five guys in the same night pound you mercilessly,
yeah,
you're going to have a lot of problem with that. It's going to hurt. Like, I mean, she must have bled for like a week after that.
Yeah, they tore the shit out of her butthole.
Mm.
Real bad. Mm. Yeah, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I did that one time washing myself in the shower.
I feel like
it probably was like, you know, if I had done that like 35 more times to myself and then sat on like a fucking, you know, soda can, maybe. Like, yeah. Inserted it, then can maybe you... that would have been the pain she went through.
Oh my God.
But it hurt me. I know right? that.
I don't even know how you can tear your own butthole, by the way. How far in there do you get?
I was really, really sick.
Yeah.
I had Lyme disease and I didn't know it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I was finally able to get out of bed after like being bedridden for like days. And I hadn't showered in a very long time. And I was so fucking tired that I was so clumsy at washing my own butthole that I literally just like grabbed my cheeks and just like I always spread them and let water run through my butt cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I just was like trying not to fall asleep in the shower.
Oh my God.
And I just like tore the fucking shit out of my butthole.
Did you like pinch him apart and like kind of slip or like fall asleep a little bit?
I like
go
hit
forward?
My face on the wall too.
Oh my God.
I was
yep.
like, okay,
that'll do it.
This is crazy.
That will do it.
Yeah, it's bad.
I don't need to spread my cheeks too much because I don't have a butt and the crack is so wide.
My ass is so fat, I have to really get in there.
I know. Yours is different, so I guess you really have to work that out.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay. So, that's the story of Booglu, if you need to know.
I feel like we said some of it on air, but I didn't get the whole... I feel like this is the first we've talked about the whole story.
Yeah, okay. I think so. I don't think that I ever even told you that part, that it was because I was so sick.
No,
that I
don't.
Just was so out of it. So, yeah.
Oh. They did it.
So they got married, blah, blah. And after they got married, he was such a fucking psycho, nut job, creepy fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
And we can say whatever we want about him because he's dead now, too.
Good.
Uh-huh. You know, he used to sleep on top of her so that he would know if she, like, got out of the bed or anything.
Oh, that is...
That's beyond.
I don't know why, but I can't, like, even process how that works. I can't imagine how creepy that is.
Used to watch her shit through a hole in the bathroom door.
That poor woman.
Mm-hmm. So he would constantly have to be watching her every single move.
I'm surprised he didn't kill her while trying to sleep on top of her. And how do you sleep when someone's on top of you or when you're on top of them, fucking asshole?
Mm-hmm.
That's disgust.
So these were her accusations. Like, the reason I'm telling you this is because they're getting a divorce and this is what she's saying.
Okay.
This is why I don't want to be with this guy anymore. Because he fucking sleeps on top of me and he's fat. Dying.
Oh, it's very nice.
But her actions had stirred up a lot of mixed emotions. Because she's, you know, a dirty porn star. So they're probably like, ew, she's gross. Chuck did admit to actually physically beating on her, but he had claimed that it was consensual and it was in a sexual nature.
Oh, yeah, right.
What a creep.
Yeah. Oh, she liked it. She wanted me to fucking punch her
ovaries.
Right? Thank you for filling that in.
Legs McNeil and Jennifer
Please kill
Osborne.
Me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lex McNeil also wrote Please Kill Me.
Yeah.
He wrote a book called The Other Hollywood, and he had talked with several witnesses that had accounts claiming that everybody kind of knew that she was being beaten behind closed doors. Like anybody that knew the both of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's disgusting. And everyone just went on their way, you know, like, oh, it's fine. She's fine.
But then on the other hand, you had all of these porno producers and porn stars who were saying things like, she looked perfectly compliable to me. It looked like she totally wanted that dog to fuck her.
Oh. Well, what is she supposed
that
to do?
That 19-year-old totally wanted that dog to fuck her.
Gross. I'm getting a bad taste in my mouth when you
I'm
say
sorry.
That. No, it's fine. I'm just like, oh my God, I mean, that poor woman.
She goes from, like, her mother, you know, beating on her all the time,
mm-hmm.
being a bitch-ass bitch.
Yep.
to this guy who's like, cool, nobody even likes this girl, and she's got a smoking body.
I know. I'm going to make her fuck dogs. Like, how sad.
I don't really know what happened to the David Winters guy, the next dick that she hopped onto, the other producer. I don't really know, but she was like, nah.
Gotta go.
He was the kid, and she found a pool. And she was like, be gone.
Really? Okay. Okay. Hey, I don't know either. I don't fucking have any idea. Whatever you
She's
say.
She's Christian now, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
She probably was just like, Jesus told me no more.
Yeah. Probably, man. I don't fucking know what she said. Jesus Hector Christ told me not to do it anymore.
And she marries this bro dude named Larry Marciano.
I love that you said marry this bro dude. Yeah. That's so millennial.
March, what is that?
I'm just kidding.
Marciano?
Marciano,
Marciano?
Marciano?
Okay.
I don't fucking, yeah.
Whatever. She marries Larry Borington. They have two babies together.
Great.
It's Gwyneth and Billie Jean. No, I don't know. I forgot their names. I think it was Lindsay and Dominic.
No, it wasn't. Yes. It was probably like,
No, I'm serious. It was a boy and a girl, Lindsay and Dominic.
I love it.
They have two babies.
Okay.
She's pretty good up until the Hep C comes and fucking is like, hey, this liver you got here is like, let's eat it all.
Oh, no. He ate the liver.
Her liver's
me.
Like gone, yeah. No. She's dying and she needs a liver transplant.
Okay.
Which happens. In 1987. She's saved.
Go, Linda. Go, Linda. Go. Go, Linda. Go, Linda. Go. 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 Liver gay. Liver tits. Liver. Did I say liver gay?
Even if she's gay, let her live.
I'm gay. I think I might be gay. So
we're all a little gay.
We're
super
gay.
Some people aren't, but some people are.
I think most people are gay. Like, ish. Gay-ish.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like, I feel like it's a tiny portion of the population that's like not gay. And then there's an also tinier part of the population that like doesn't like any gender.
I would agree with you on that one.
They're just like, I'm cool never having sex. That's fine with me.
Is that like asexual then?
Something like that. Yep.
Yeah. I think that for many years I may have been asexual. And now I'm like every kind of sexual. I don't know how to change that up. I didn't have any urges until I was like 22 or something. I mean, it was like really late in life.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm almost 30 and I'm finally like, all right, it's time to buy some sex toys because it's 2020 now.
2020.
Sick of this vanilla life. All right, so we're moving on.
Yep.
And she gets her transplant and she writes a book in 1980.
Yeah.
Called The Ordeal. It's an autobiography.
It's probably about Deep Throat, huh? About being the ordeal?
Yeah.
Really?
This autobiography that she wrote pretty much blew up the fucking porn industry. It kind of, like, exposed that there are a lot of women who are forced into porn. And basically, well, if you scorn a woman...
You in trouble, boo.
You gotta deal with the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna go to fucking Congress, too.
Good girl.
So she went to Congress and she testified basically saying that all of these, you know, jerk-off movies that she was in were...
I just jerked off.
Were people, like, masturbating to her rape, pretty much.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
No. Oh. That's hard to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, she wrote the fucking ordeal thing.
Yeah.
And she wrote another book in 1986 called Out of Bondage. Bondage?
Ooh.
Bondage.
Bondage. Whatever. I love it.
In 1990, her husband, new husband, did I tell you she got married? Yes.
Yep.
Larry Marciano.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so the Larry guy, Borington,
1990, he loses his job. And, like, he was just a regular guy. He wasn't nothing to do with the porn. Nothing to do with porn. Nothing like that. He just was like, I'm going to install drywall or whatever the fuck.
I love that he was normal.
Yep.
Good girl.
And he was so normal enough to just not work at all, I guess.
Oh.
So they had to move. But, oh no, I'm sorry. Before that, oh, did I tell you that she got her liver transplant in 1987?
Yes.
Okay. That doesn't matter. So yeah, they moved to Denver in 1990 because he loses his job. And they just lived a normal, low-paying job life.
They both just, like, did whatever they needed. Are you raising your hand to ask a question?
Yeah, do you think she still had porn money? I'm just curious because, like, way to blow it, girl. This is only, like, 10 years after her initial... Like, how do you blow through $16 million?
She didn't get any money.
Oh, that's right.
Her loser husband, like, kept it all because he was, like, her pimp daddy.
Dude, I totally forgot about that part.
That's
oh my
$600 God. Million that movie made. She got, like, $1,250.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she make more with my fucking queef videos.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'd watch it so hard. I'd watch you queef.
It costs $500 million.
Yeah.
You can have it.
Dude, I want a tramp stamp of that. Nope. A patron of that.
You want me to queef onto your lower back?
No. I want... That actually worked out. Kind of like some people might really like that. It just feels like a puff of air. I just queefed on your arm, bitch.
It's not a big deal.
I'm really sorry. I'm just looking at
You're molesting me.
I'm
Why?
Just looking at how huge my hands look on your arm. And they just look, I look like a monstrous person. I'm sorry.
You have big hands.
They're huge. I know. I'm like, I'm hungry.
I'm going to shine this light in your face when you get too close to me.
That's a great repellent. It's like the best way to keep a big gens away.
Yes. For everybody out there who... gets rapied by the big tents. Just carry a flashlight.
It's effective. Yeah. That's correct. It's effective.
All right. So,
she also did attend events. And she had like some weird surge in notoriety in the 90s when everybody's like, let's jerk dicks because it's cool.
Let's watch Deep Throat and fucking blow each other, dude. All right. Yeah.
And,
She would go places and people would, like, be like, I fucking love you, Linda, and, like, flash their dicks to her, and she, like, loved it. She was like, oh, my God, I mean, Jesus made everybody, so
Jesus made that dick?
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus made that dick. Let me see it.
Thank you for showing me your Jesus-made dick.
Right. Made in Jesus. Made in heaven, I mean. I just said a thing.
Made in heaven?
Instead of, like, made in China? I don't know why I thought that was so landmarking funny.
I think it's funny.
Landmining? Can't see the right word here. Landmarking. Monumental.
Okay.
I'm done.
So she had warm welcome everywhere she traveled and like people were just like, look at my dick.
I love her.
People wanted pictures of her, her autographs.
Yeah.
In 2001, she was on E! True Hollywood Story.
Seen it. No, I didn't, but I sure wish I had. I'm going to look it up later, like tonight. I'm going to watch that fucking shit.
In April 2002, she gets into a car crash. And it's bad.
She's dead.
Dead.
What's with her in car crashes, May?
I know, that was her downfall.
Serious? Was she driving or was she just like T-boned?
I don't know. Okay. But she was in a coma for like 3 weeks before they finally were like, she's gone.
I'm glad that they gave her some time. Some people pull the plug a little too soon, in my opinion.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. We had to piss. I had to piss so fucking hard.
Oh. It was bad.
It was a good piss. I had fun.
I feel so much better since I pee-peed.
I'm hungry. I gotta get going.
I know. I'm real sorry, Leck. That's okay. Jen's is hungry too.
Always hungry.
Obviously, yeah. She had like a very strong like legacy.
You have a strong legacy. All right.
Okay. So, yeah.
She should have lived at least another 20 years, man. Linda had a rough life. She didn't deserve to go out like that.
No.
I really don't think she did.
No. She should have had way more years. She was only 53.
Yeah, that's way too young.
But obviously, people love watching people fuck. So, like, I mean, here we are talking about her. So her legacy will live on.
I know.
There was a 2011 film called Loveless.
Seen it.
Who starred? Say your name.
Amanda Seyfried? Yeah. Seyfried? Something.
And Peter Skarsgård?
Oh,
Sarsgård, my bad.
That's who else is in it? I didn't remember who Chucky was. Or if there was one.
Eric Donville?
Don't know him.
Wrote a book about her in 2001. He called it The Complete Linda Lovelace.
All right.
And in their interviews, she said that she would walk around and sometimes up to 100 different times she would hear somebody yell, I love you, to her on the street.
Oh, my God. That's just sweet. Random?
I'm sure yeah. It's mostly men, but yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
And her and this Eric, the guy writing the book, the author, they watched Deep Throat together. It was the first time she had ever watched it all the way through.
You're kidding. Mm-mm. And this is in like 2000 or whatever. Yeah. This is very late in life for
yes,
her?
Okay. Yes. And all she said was, I don't see what the big deal was.
Right? She was there, though, and just knew them. Like, it's not that great. You yeah. know? Like, I mean, she didn't see the same thing that other people did, obviously.
Uh-huh. But what are we doing in here?
Yeah, I don't know. Are we done?
I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I guess I should have known that. I'm very sorry. I don't know. I'm ready to roll too. I'm too fucked up to be doing this
Dude,
anymore, for sure.
I am, like, on another planet. I'm like, what up, Snoop Dogg?
Sweet okay. Caroline, baby.
What oh, that dick look like?
What?
So. Mm-hmm. I hope you had fun listening.
I sure did, lady. Mm. And that story was fucking fantastic, terrific. And I love stories about dirty sex whores. Dirty sexies. Dirty slutties.
Yeah.
I love it.
I do love to talk about sex.
It's just, it comes so natural for us. Mm-hmm. I don't see why we don't do it more often.
Yeah.
Kidding. We do it every day.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, well, whatever. If you liked us, then please tell all your friends about us.
Oh my God, Dua.
Tell them how hot we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell them that we look like Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
No, actually, tell them we're fat little tiny trolls who have boyfriends. That'll really get them.
And get them horned up. Mm-hmm. Get an erection selection happening. Yes.
Oh my God. You like my Dick Cheney.
Whose voice was that?
I thought I was doing Dick Cheney.
Oh, I don't know what it was. It just reminded me of like a Will Ferrell impersonating someone. Do you like my? I don't know what happened, but I loved it.
Anyways, go to our Apple iPods and give us a...
There's an Apple iPods.
I never fucking get that right.
I'm sorry.
Go to our Apple...
Tell me what it is and I'll try. What's the word? Apple iPod? Apple iPods. Appleicious. What is it?
Go to that. Leave us a review. We're going to give you more, maybe.
Yeah. If you want to.
That was very unsexy.
I know.
You need to work on that.
Thank you. Are you talking about iTunes? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Or Spotify, I don't whatever. Whatever right, you
don't,
do.
I don't know.
You just tell your friends all about us and yeah. Come back next week. We'll have more for you.
Come back to get your dick sucked, dick sucked, dick sucked. No, no, I'm just teasing. Send us dick pics, though. And titties, please.
I show her all of the dick pics you send me, and she graciously accepts them, so.
I'm digging it.
Just so you know, when you send the dick pic, the Big Jens does see it.
Mm-hmm.
But.
I'd like to see more.
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck? Are you kidding me? Whatever. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Wait, yeah. Hold up.
Whatever. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to fucking fine by you. Fine
bye. Bye bye. Oh, fuck it. Say yours one more time. I fine by it at the same time.
You did?
Yeah.
I don't think you were anywhere near the
I same did. Time. Just fine by him one more time. Oh, you can't.
Why can't I?
I don't know how editing works.
Oh my god. Fine by.
Nailed it. Oh god. I can't get this high.
No,
anymore.
Now you have to say it.
Oh, fine by.
Jesus. I'm done with this shit.
Goddamn shit, right?